Recording with a family in mind, 3, 2, 1. Teaching how to handle personal money and manage it well consistently from one generation to the next. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. In order to do this, it requires a never-ending cycle of communication, learning, and shared growth. Managing assets throughout life requires a committed mindset so that you are prepared to make informed, lifelong money decisions. When I'm engaging an audience, for instance, I give the following scenario. What if I offered each of you $10,000? You can do one of two things with it, but you cannot split it. You can put the money toward your retirement or that same amount of money toward your child's education. Whenever I ask this $10,000 question at different gatherings across the nation, the majority of people who are parents usually offer to pay for their child's education. While there aren't many one-size-fits-all answers on how to handle money, there is one universal truth. If offered the aforementioned choice, always fund your retirement first. As a parent, I completely understand the gut response to help your children because I made this missed take when I divorced. I thought of my daughter's education over my retirement. But the reality is that with your assistance, the child can apply for loans or secure grants and scholarships to pay for college or other continuing education. They have time on their side. You don't. After all, who is going to pay for your retirement with a loan? If you can't afford to save for your retirement and your child's education, you have to make the smart, logical decision that will move you forward toward your goal, saving for your retirement. This isn't a selfish move or mindset. It's a smart one. I talk about this in great detail in my book, It's Your Money, So Take It Personally. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with The Family in Mind.